NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
3, 2, зажигание, 1, пуск.
The Russians are coming, not as adversaries, but as our partners in space exploration. The U.S. and Russia have agreed that over the next few years, astronauts and cosmonauts will live and work side by side. First, aboard the space shuttle and Russia's Mir orbiting laboratory. Later, on board the International Space Station scheduled to be in Earth orbit by the end of the decade. Robert Clark, NASA's head of international affairs, thinks our former competitors have a lot to offer.
Russia, and before that the Soviet Union, had a world-class space program. The Russians have had a space station operating in space for a number of years. The current Mir has been operating for about 7 years now on orbit. As we all know, it was Yuri Gagarin who was the first person to be launched into space. So I think that Russian achievements and capabilities are well known around the world.
Cooperating with the Russians isn't a new idea.
Soyuz, this is Moscow. I can hear you.
There was the Apollo-Soyuz mission in 1975, when American and Soviet spacecraft linked up in Earth orbit. There have been exchanges of data and relatively small-scale satellite experiments. Still, the old-style Soviet system hampered efforts to do bigger and better things.
But it was only within the past 3 or 4 years, and really within the past few months, that the political environment changed enough so that it became feasible to think about the possibility of U.S. and Russia combining their great talents and their great strengths to try to do something together that would be several levels of magnitude greater than anything that had ever been attempted before.
One early benefit to the American space program is access to the Mir space station. In 1995, an American astronaut will be part of Mir's crew for the first time.
He will travel to Baikonur in Central Asia for the launch. He will be launched on board a Russian rocket and will link up with the Mir station and stay there for 90 days.
Between that first flight and 1997, NASA astronauts will stay aboard Mir for a total flight time of up to 2 years. Clark says gaining experience with the well-traveled Russians is vital for NASA's future programs.
They are used to very long terms. Some of them have been over a year in space. We're going to have a space station that will be orbiting and will be operational by about the year 2001. And we need to understand how humans adapt and can live in space for extended periods of time.
That International Space Station will really be the first big payoff of the new Russian-American space efforts. It will be larger, better, and in orbit earlier, thanks to the part the Russians will play in building it.
So what we're doing is not something which is simply a toy for politicians, or it's not something that we're simply doing because it's aid for Russia, or it's so that we can send our astronauts up to float around in space. This is a program which is going to have very strong, definite benefits to the people back here on Earth.
People still have questions about combining the Russian and American space programs to such a large extent. Will Russian space facilities be up to the task? Will the Russian government remain stable and committed to cooperation? Clark says officials on both sides are working very hard to address those issues, and that it's vital we move ahead even while working on the answers.
The way that we can ensure that Russia is going to be a useful and important member of the international community is not by taking a hands-off approach, not by standing back and waiting to see, but for us to be actively engaged in a hands-on fashion with Russia to show them that there are actual benefits and positive results for the Russian people as a consequence of closer cooperation with the United States.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Thibault.